proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. With this message, I conclude our sessions about the fatherhood of God. Note that a father plays many roles in the life of his family. Some of these ways do not involve just the actions he undertakes, but also the nature of his character. God manifests his fatherhood in the same way, not only by what he does, but by who he is. As a loving father, God manifests compassion for his people. In Psalm 86, the author described him as, quote, "a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth," unquote. The writer of Psalm 103 exclaimed that, quote, "like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him," unquote. James, in the 5th chapter of his epistle, described God as being, quote, "very pitiful and of tender mercy," unquote. Pitiful meaning full of pity. Divine compassion tempered God's justice in his dealing with the Jewish people. The author of Psalm 78 recollected how, when Israel sinned against God in the wilderness, quote, "he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not," unquote. When the king of Syria oppressed the Jewish people, as recorded in 2 Kings chapter 13, the narrative stated that, quote, "the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them," unquote. God's compassion prompted him to offer mercy to others. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Moses depicted God as, quote, "the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations," unquote. In the second chapter of the New Testament book of Ephesians, Paul referred to God as being, quote, "rich in mercy," unquote. David affirmed the existence of divine mercy. In Psalm 25, he attested that, quote, "all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies," unquote. He further testified in Psalm 32 that, quote, "he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about," unquote. God's compassion and mercy cause him to extend forgiveness to those who have sinned against him. The writer of Psalm 130 remarked that, quote, "there is forgiveness with thee," that is God. "There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared," unquote. The prophet Micah declared in the 7th chapter of his book, quote, "who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy," unquote. Moreover, God, as a father, will not forsake his people. In the 1st chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the Israelites about how, quote, "the Lord thy God bear thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went," unquote. For 40 years, God provided for the needs of the Israelites in the wilderness. Then again, according to 1 Samuel chapter 12, quote, "the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people," unquote. For all these reasons listed above and more, God functions as a benevolent father to those who trust in him. As the author of Psalm 84 put it, quote, "no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.